Teen stabbed to death at Los Angeles police fundraising carnival. Palms, Calif. A 16-year-old boy was fatally stabbed by another teen during a summer carnival in the Palms community of Los Angeles being held as a Los Angeles Police Department fundraiser, and authorities were still searching for the culprit June 23. The stabbing was reported around 10:30 p.m. June 22 near the intersection of Venice Boulevard and Keystone Avenue, the LAPD reported. The boy had been in a fight with multiple juveniles prior to being stabbed by the suspect, who was described a male between 15 and 20 years of age, according to the LAPD's Media Relations Division. The suspect fled the scene on foot. The teenager was pronounced dead at the scene, and police believe the attack was gang-related, an LAPD spokesperson told City News Service on Sunday. The stabbing occurred on the second day of a three-day event advertised as the Palms Community Weekend and Summer Carnival, co-hosted by the Pacific Area Boosters Association, the Motor Avenue Association in City Council District 5, which is represented by Councilwoman Katie Yaroslavsky. "Our entire community is shaken by the news of last night's horrific violence. My thoughts go out to the victim's family and friends, as they navigate this devastating loss," Yaroslavsky said in a statement provided to CNS. "My team and I are in regular communication with LAPD leadership, and have offered my office's full support as they investigate this heinous act and bring the individual responsible to justice." There was a large police presence at the event, but LAPD officer Christian Faulkner told CBS2, "There are windows of opportunity, unfortunately, that suspects can find, and we can only cover so much of an area." The pop-up carnival was scheduled for June 21 to 23 on Venice Boulevard between Overland and Motor Avenues. The primary sponsor of the event, the Pacific Area Boosters Association, is described as an organization of business professionals and community members that was incorporated in 1973 and supports the LAPD's Pacific Division. "This groundbreaking, first-of-a-kind event promises to be a celebration of community, connection, and pure excitement, marking the beginning of a new tradition in our vibrant neighborhood," the Motor Avenue Association noted on its website. Carnival goers could purchase 20 tickets in advance for $20. All funds raised support the LAPD Pacific Cadet, Junior Cadet programs and the needs of the Pacific Division officers and station, organizers said. The Junior Cadet program serves youths ages 9 to 12 who want to know more about the law enforcement. The Main Cadet program serves youths ages 13 to 17. The carnival shut down early Saturday but was expected to resume Sunday as scheduled.